In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding the halacha of mevazes ayivazes yos mechaymish. The Rambam, interestingly, Reb Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva in Yerudeya Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, makes this observation, doesn't bring this halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah at all. He rather, at the end of Hilchos Erechin, writes as follows: Le'olam le'yagdish odom ve'le'yachim kol nechasov. A person shouldn't be magdish or make all of his property into chayrim. Somebody who does this, over al das hakosef, is going against what the pasuk says. Shrei oimer mechala shaloi, mi kala shaloi, from everything that he has, v'loi kala shaloi, but not everything that he has. K'mo shabir rachachamim, as Chazal taught us what, v'oisizeh, v'ein zeh v'diz chassidus, somebody who gives more than this is not acting properly, el shtus. By acting this way, he will lose all his money. A person who acts this way, says the Rambam, call such an individual, chosit shayta, mechlal mavlei ha'olam, el kol ha'mefazim ha'moina b'mitzvahs. If somebody is going to spend his money on mitzvahs, Ayifazi yois mechaymish. V'yikamash tziva anaviyim, mechalkal dvar b'mishpat. A person should do things with great judgment, bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'divrei olam. In every aspect of one's life, he should act in an intelligent manner. V'afil b'kabonis adam chay behem. And the Rambam continues, even kabonis that a person is obligated to bring, chos ha'torah m'moim, the Torah is concerned about our money. He should bring as much as he could afford. Certainly, a person is just donating tzedakah. He should only give as much as he can afford. A person should give as much as he can. And so too, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Mem Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch teaches us Hilchos Tzedakah, says the Mechabes Shir Nisinasoi, Im Yodim Aseges, he could afford Kifi Tzorach Aniyim. Vim Ein Yodim Aseges Kolkach, Yiten Ad Chaymish Nechasov Mitzvah Mem Mufchon. So here the Shulchan Aruch is telling us you could give more. Says what's preferable is to give 20%, average is 10%, less than that is ein ra. The chaim is zeh she'amru, and the Shulchan Aruch continues when we make the calculation about the chaimish. Shana rishonim ikarin, the first year we should figure out what you begin with. Mikan ve'elech chaimish shervich b'kol shana, 20% of what you earn every year. And now the Rama adds, va'yivazdus Yois mechaymish lo yistarach lebris. So Rama says, "Vayivaz was yois mechaymish," and we're going to understand. We're going to see soon how to understand this, because if we look at the Shulchan Aruch seems to be disagreeing with our Gemara, because the words of the Shulchan Aruch that we just read were sheer. Here the Shulchan Aruch begins without telling us the obligation of giving 20%. But here we learned Hamavazbis Ayavazbis Yoisim Mechaymish. So how do we reconcile this, the words of the Shulchan Aruch, with the words of the Gemara? Surah Moshe, the tshuva that I refer to, holds that the 20%, that's actually the machlokes of the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch. That the Rama holds that halacha is al yivaz b'zayis mechaymish. You're not allowed to give more than 20%. The Shulchan Aruch is not clear. The Shulchan Aruch says that only under certain circumstances may I not give more than 20%. Under other circumstances that we're going to discuss now, we have to give more than 20%. And that's the machlokes of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And that's why, points out Rav Moshe, the Rambam doesn't paskin this halacha of Vusha Skinu in Hilchas Staka. Because if he would say it in Hilchas Staka, it would mean that one should only give 20%. But the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't actually hold that one should only give 20%. There are times that one should give more than 20%. And that's why the Rambam doesn't put it in Hilchas Staka. The Rambam puts it into Hilchas Erchin. So this question, how do we reconcile the words of the Shulchan Aruch? There are actually stiras in the Rambam as well. The Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, in Perek Yutes and in Perek Chof, has a discussion about this halacha of Meiser, and he makes the following distinction. He says, Al Gemara is referring to a situation where there is no ani right in front of the person. And that's why he's putting away for money, for tzedakah. And for that, the Gemara says that I'm mevazbis, al yevazbis yoysim mechaymish. But in a situation where there's an ani here, there's a pressing situation here, then the chiyuv tzedakah is a different chiyuv tzedakah. And in that situation, he has to give even more than 20%. And in fact, there's the Yerushalmi, when it quotes this Gemara, says, Be'usha hiskinu shetzaruch adam liyas mafrish choymish nechasav l'mitzvah. And there's a very big discussion amongst the Mefarshim, if one looks into the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tes, Simen Aleph, Perik Aleph, there's a very significant discussion there in the Tzitz Eliezer, if there's a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Says the Avos Chesed that there is no machlokes. The Yerushalmi and is referring to a situation where there is nobody waiting here for tzedakah. Still, the halach is, one has to put away 20% of all of his earnings. One has to put away 20% of his earnings for tzedakah. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. That was what Usha instituted. What the Shulchan Aruch is referring to is when there's an ani in front of us. When there's an ani in front of us, then a person is supposed to give as much as he can to help that poor person. To help that person that's here that has a pressing need. And now we understand the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Shir nisinosoi im yodim maseges yitin kefit tzorech aniyim." What is the Shulchan Aruch saying with the words "kefit tzorech aniyim"? The Shulchan Aruch is referring to a situation where we have a neim standing here. When we have a neim standing here, says the Shulchan Aruch, there is no 20% rule. We give as much as we can. As I said, Rav Moshe holds that that's actually the machlokes of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, and that the Ramah's opinion is that even when there are aniyim there, one should not spend more than 20%. The Shulchan Aruch says that when there are aniyim there, and that's the Rambam as well, you should give more than 20%. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Hei Simen Lamedalet disagrees. And he says that there is no machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechabi here. He says a very interesting observation. He says, whenever the Shulchan Aruch, whenever the Ramah wants to argue with the Shulchan Aruch, he uses the words V'yesh Oimrim. Here he doesn't use the word Yesh Oimrim. All the Ramah is trying to say is he's trying to quote our Gemara. But the Ramah, according to the Michas Yitzchak, even the Ramah agrees that if a person could afford to give more than 20%, and the Aniyim standing there, he has an obligation to give more than 20%. The Tosfos over here says that how do we give that 20%? So Tosfos says that he calls to Yerushalmi, the first year you should give 20% of everything you own, and after the first year, you should give 20% of the profit, of the profit. Ask that flaw that we don't find that our Gemara, as we said earlier, models the halacha of giving Maiser Ksofim after the halacha of giving Maiser Dogon. Says, ask that flaw, that when one gives Maiser Dogon, what happens? Somebody plants in the field. After he plants in the field, he takes out everything from the field and he gives Maiser from it. But he does not deduct from that cheshbin the amount that he planted in the field. So why over here do we deduct that the keren, the principal, you don't give Maiser from? Says that flaw. There's a very big nafkamina. He says, when a person is giving Maiser from, when a person is giving Maiser from what he plants in the ground, so we know that whatever is planted in the ground completely deteriorates. Since it completely deteriorates, there's nothing left. If there's nothing left, so everything I take out, I have to give 20% from. Here, when I start with a principle, and then I want to add to that principle, says the Haflah, I didn't mean to lose my principle, and if I don't have to give 20% from the principle. Says the Haflah, if so, there's a tremendous chiddush that could be learned from here. Says the Haflah, what would happen if somebody lent someone money? And the person who he lent the money to didn't pay him back. And it's already quite a while and he already doesn't expect to get paid that money. And now, surprisingly, the person does give him back the money. Does he have to take off Maiser from that money that he got back? So the flaw wants to be Mechadish that he would have to take off Maiser from that money. Why? The flaw says, because it's like the money, it's like the seed that I planted in the ground. Just like, says that flaw, when I plant seed in the ground, I don't assume that I'm going to get it back. Here too, I don't assume that I'm getting this money back, and I would have to give Maiser from that money. And it's interesting, based on this vort, that flaw, this chiddush of that flaw, that if I had money, and I lent the money, and now I didn't expect to get back the money, and then surprisingly I do, then I have to give Maiser from that money. The flaw uses that to explain a pasuk that the Torah says that we know after the story with Sodom, the pasuk says regarding Avram Avinu, v'yitein lo Maiser mikol. And the question is, why does the Torah use the word mikol? So pasuk pshat, one would say that Avram Avinu gave Maiser from the Rechush that the Melech Sodom gave him. And even though Avram Avinu gave back the Rechush, because the Pasuk says Avram Avinu didn't want to take from the Melech Sodom Michut Vatzroi Chanal, but once he got that Rechush, he became obligated in giving Maiser. And once he gave Maiser, he only afterwards did he give it back to the Melech Sodom. That flaw has a problem with that pshat. Because that flaw says, if that's what happened, that Avraham Avinu might have done the wrong thing in giving back the entire Rechush to the Melech Sodom. Could there's a din of Loi Sichonim, Loi Titin Lahem Matnas Chinam. So how could Avraham Avinu returned it to the Melech Sodom? Because of this question, the Haflah has a different pshat. The pshat is Mikol, that Avraham Avinu Nasa Maisa Mikol, from his entire fortune, he gave Maisa. Why did Avraham Avinu give Maisa from everything he owned? Because Avraham Avinu went out to war. And Avraham Avinu assumed, as he was going out to war, that he will lose everything that he owns. A person doesn't know what's going to happen when he goes out to war. It's like the person that we just discussed, that flaw says, that gives away, that doesn't expect to get the money that he left. Now Avraham Avinu had a tremendous nes, that the money that Baruch Hashem, he came back from the war victoriously. So all that money that now Baruch Hashem he took back, he gave Maisa from that money because he didn't assume that he would ever see that money again. And if you assume you're going to lose money, you have to give Maisa from the money when you get it back. There is a tshuva in the Shalosh Tshuvos Imre Yosher from Rameya Arik regarding Maisa Ksofim. And he establishes some very important halachas regarding Maisa Ksofim. Because as we mentioned in the previous year as well, there is a question amongst the Paiskim, is Maisa Ksofim a Chiv Deraisa, is it a Chiv Derabbanan? And therefore, to avoid any question, says Rameya Arik, that the first time a person separates Maisa, he should say that he's not doing it as a nether. Once he establishes the first time that he's doing it bli neder, that will become the halacha, and therefore, as we discussed also in a previous year, it will be much easier for him to spend the maisa money on different purposes, particularly if he gives maisa ksofim three times. Once he gives it three times, as we say in Ataras Nadarim on Erev Pesach, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, once you do something three times, it becomes a nether loyal and void. Even though he asks a very interesting question, he says that the halacha that the Torah says in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Reish Chof Dalid is that if somebody has a question, you know, in Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 days, in Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 days Yontif. And the question therefore comes up, maybe that's what should be done regarding Yom Kippur as well. And there are people, apparently, that the Torah says, that indeed did this and kept 2 days Yom Kippur. The Torah says that if somebody once fasted 2 days Yom Kippur, he has to keep that forever. Here we're saying that unless you did it three times without saying that it's not meant to be a nether, it only then does it get considered like a nether. Less than three times, not. How do we reconcile this? So he answers that Yom Kippur is a shayl of a chi of karis. So since it's a shayl of a chi of karis, one has, that's why it's a much stronger situation, and if one acted that way even once, we have to be machmer. In other situations where it's not as significant, where it's not a shayl of a chi of karis, it only becomes a nether after doing it three times. And therefore, Rameya Arik continues in that tshuva, saying that given the maisa ksofim, he clearly holds is not a chiv deraisa. If when the person starts giving maisa ksofim, or when he separates the maisa ksofim, he clearly indicates that he's going to use the Maisik Sofim for Dvar Mitzvah, the halacha is that he could do it. But he says that even though he's being lenient and allowing Maisik Sofim to be used for Dvar Mitzvah, they can't be used for Dvar Mitzvah that only I will benefit from the Dvar Mitzvah. In other words, he says, to use Maisik Sofim to buy an Esrig. He says, you can't use Maisik Sofim to buy an Esrig that only you will use that Esrig. He says, but to use it to buy Sfarim, the halacha is you can use, he says, the Maisik Sofim for buying Sfarim, but only on the condition that you lend those Sfarim, only on the condition if you lend those Sfarim to people who need it, who need the Sfarim. And the same thing he discusses, making a bris, is that considered that you could use Maisik Sofim for making a Suda for a bris? And he says the halacha is that it depends if the person who you're making the bris on his behalf is an individual who can't afford it, then the halacha is that you have to give, then you could use Maisik Sofim, otherwise you will not be allowed to use Maisik Sofim. So to review, when there's a question of an ani in front of us, or certainly a situation, and so does the Avos Chesed point out, where a question of Sofik Bikuach Nefesh, there's no limit of 20%. Furthermore, the Rambam seems to say that and this is another way of reconciling our Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam with our Gemara, that if a person is very wealthy, then the halacha is that he isn't limited to giving 20%. Another situation, as we said before, is if there's aniyim in front of us, then the halacha is we should give them 20%. But as the Shulchan Aruch says, that if a person can't afford to give 20%, even in a situation where there are aniyim here, but he needs the money for himself, and we know the halacha is chayecha koydmin, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should give 10%. And if you can't even afford to give 20%, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should give shlishis hashekel lishona. You should give a shlishis hashekel. I don't really know exactly how much a shlishis hashekel is in today's currency.